I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, his name is Dedrick Lawson. He spent his junior season over at Kansas, where he was a stud, averaged 19.4 points, 10.3 rebounds, and now he's preparing himself for the NBA draft. He joins us now. Brother Dedrick, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Man, long time no talk to, bro. How about the year you had, the year at Kansas? Tell us about it. Tell us about the year, how it went. The fans looked like they embraced you. And from a number standpoint, brother, you did it again.
Yeah, man. Going to Kansas, for my first day there, everybody embraced me. They welcomed me in with open arms. Just going to a different environment, you know, just trying to adjust from the Memphis culture into the Kansas culture. It was all great. I had guys there to help me out, like Devontae Graham, Steve McCollum, so guys like that. They welcomed me in with open arms as well. Then from the court standpoint, Coach Self gave me the keys to the car and he let me drive, man. He just gave me the freedom to go out there and play, and I just took advantage of it and tried to produce it every single night.
You know what, you know, Tarek told us a little bit about Bill Self. You know, he was a guy who made this transition too and talked about, you know, mentally how much tougher he made him. What's it like playing for Coach Self, and how much of that, you know, that mental approach was it with you as well? Was he trying to do that with you too? Is he tough?
Bill Self definitely challenged you mentally to become like a better player and also a better man. Just pushes you on the court to think the game more than just playing the game. All about having that mental toughness. That's something that he preaches a lot to the team about going in those like opponent's environment, getting those tough wins. So you got to be mentally tough to do those things. That's something he definitely is very good at.
So in terms of workouts, have you worked out for anybody? What do you have coming up? What's sort of on your schedule the next few weeks?
I haven't worked out with no one at the moment. I'm just preparing for the combine, you know, going in there, trying to get better, testing numbers, moving forward. And after the combine, you know, my agent does a good job, Jason Glushon, sending out workouts and talking to teams, giving me feedback on things I need to work on. So that's where we're at right now.
Obviously, you've done the NBA combine before, and – you know, what did that serve as motivation? You know, the first time that you went through the combine, is that something that you look back on and sort of let, you know, and allow to motivate you, you know, throughout this whole process?
You know, being an athlete, you got better to take criticism, and going to the combine, it wasn't a complete fail for me because I got criticized about my game. And I just learned from the things that they told me that I need to work on. Mm-hmm. And I took that as motivation, like you said, moving forward and to work on the things I need to do. And this time around, I think I'm ready for it.
What are they? We're talking, of course, to Dedrick Lawson, former Tiger, spent his junior season over at Kansas. Now he's headed to the NBA. What are they telling you, Dedrick? You know, I read scouting reports on you, and it feels like I'm reading the same thing over and over, right? It says, not an elite athlete, but, man, if you look at the numbers, he gets it done and should be in the NBA. What are they saying? That you got to show how to – that you can guard multiple positions, that you got to hit the three consistently? Like, what are they telling you they want to see from you?
Like you said, they want to see consistent from the three ball, a much stronger guy, I just want to see me keep developing all around game strength, being able, like you said, to guard different positions. And it's all about going forward to the next level, just finding the right fit for me. I mean, every team is not going to love you, but all it takes is one team to find that right fit, and they fall in love with you, and you become successful.
I just got to ask you, man, because I know you're man-to-man, human flesh, and do you ever get tired of just hearing that? When you've been a walking double-double each of your years in college basketball, and you figure, you know, a lot of folks just talk about the productivity, you look at that, again, like we said, we know you should be there. Do you get tired of hearing the stuff about not an elite athlete when you're constantly going out there and seemingly proving it?
To be honest, I just block out the noise. You know, going out there, you can't worry about what people say. And really, all you can control is yourself and what you do. So I just try to focus on things that I can control.
Gotcha. We are, of course, talking to Dedrick Lawson, who is getting ready for the NBA draft and the combine. Chandler Lawson is headed to your younger brother,
yeah.
Chandler. He's headed to Oregon. How excited are you for him, and what kind of player is Oregon getting in him?
They getting a stud, man. You know, Chandler is a very complete player. He's athletic. He can play multiple positions. He can score the ball. He can defend. And I'm looking forward to seeing Chandler take on the collegiate level, same way I did, and hopefully even better.
What's up? What do you think about KJ? He's got two more years, right? He's going to help somebody.
Yeah, he got two more years. KJ just trying to find the right fit for him, just going into a place that want him, and just, you know, he making his own path. And KJ, he's going to be fine. Whatever he does, he's going to do great.
How much did you sort of grow? You hear a lot about Memphis kids who, you know, stay home but then end up maybe leaving for one reason or another. Like, you know, Jason mentioned Tark. How much did you grow in that experience, and how necessary do you think it was to sort of get outside the, you know, the bubble of Memphis and experience the world outside of it?
Like I said, it was my first time, like, being away from home and things like that. So it was just all about growing up, becoming a young man. So it was definitely more off the court things for me than being away from home, like being independent. So it was me and KJ. So I relied on KJ more than anyone in this world those 2 years at Kansas, and we just helped each other out, you know, off the court. And on the court, we had great coaching staff and great players around that always pushed us. So in that aspect, I definitely grew in both aspects of my life.
Deidre, I figure you're pulling just as hard, probably harder, for LaGerald Vick, your teammate there, a Memphian as well, who I know just worked out for the Hawks recently. He going to be a pro, Deidre?
I believe so. He has all the attributes to do it. I know things didn't plan out well the way he thought it would, but I'm definitely pulling for LaGerald. He's a great human being, and yeah. I'm definitely pulling for him.
And then, you know, looking at Memphis, you know, you spent several years here at Memphis, and you played for Team Penny. It was Team Penny back, I think, when you played for it, right? It was still his. What do you think of you know, the job he's done and sort of the future of Memphis basketball with Penny at the helm?
Man, Memphis is in great hands. You were the Memphis legend, Penny Hardaway. He always loved the city of Memphis. Even when I played for him, he always loved watching the games. I always loved going to the games. Even when I went to Memphis, he always came and showed his support. And now that he's running the ship, it's definitely in good hands. He's going to definitely be the best thing that ever happened to the program.
Deidre, you know, you got a lot of folks behind you here back in Memphis. We're all pulling for you. Go kill the combine. We're looking forward to seeing you next year in the NBA where you land, brother.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, Deidre. He is Deidre Lawson, a Kansas junior forward, former Tiger, and soon to be. Most folks have got pegged as at least a second-round pick in the NBA.
Yeah,
draft.
I mean, can't you see him? I know we've said this for several years, but can't you just see him with the Spurs?
Yes.
Like that's
a guy they let develop for a little while, yes. And he comes out. And don't forget, he's still. I know he's a junior coming out, but he's still a year.
He is
younger
yep.
than other juniors.
Yep, he yeah. is. I mean, he's the perfect guy. You know, I think it matters the team he goes to.
Oh, absolutely.
But if he goes to the right system, he's just got such a skill set.
You know how they've talked about the Nets and that staff being so critical in Russell's development.
Yes,
D'Angelo Russell's development.
Yes.
I mean, the Spurs do that. That's
no
what they
question.
Do. It's got to be something like, you know, a staff that obviously specializes. They all do, but someone that's patient and
no question,
because he's going to put up the numbers. If you put him there, it's going to be about defending and figuring all that out. And,
and
how
honestly,
fast
like
the game
I don't mean
is.
This. I don't mean this disrespectfully.
He's too
but,
smart not to succeed.
You know, a year or two in the G League. You know, put him in a situation where you're not relying on him. You're not relying on him in this, you know, first year or second year in the league. He can still get run.
Is he not Ivan Rabb walking in?
I think he could be, yeah, for sure.
Walking in, he's Ivan Rabb.
Yes.
That's okay. Okay, we're on the same page.
He produced at a way higher level
no,
than Ivan
No, production,
Rabb.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, from everything else, from the, you know, athletically, all that stuff. When he walks in there.
And it took Ivan, what, 2-3 years, you know? And, it took the Grizzlies sort of being bad, you know, for him to get ticked. But it'll come. If he goes to a good situation, I think he'll have a good NBA career.
That basketball IQ is the thing that combine, you know, that's not a number you can find. That's the thing that's part of the reason why he's so productive everywhere he's been. Appreciate having him on. Deidre Lawson, we're all pulling for the best for him. We'll be back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.